Вариант 1. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Hi everyone. I'd like to remind you about our picnic on Saturday. We're getting together on the bank of a lake. All the food, water, and everything necessary for the games will be delivered by the organisers. Please don't worry about that. All you need to have with you is some anti-mosquito spray and a coat in case the weather changes. Do not forget the spray as, due to the wet and warm weather we've been having, there may be lots of mosquitoes there. Text B.
Hi, Mum. I'm calling to ask you a favour. My friend Nancy is coming to get her computer back. She only bought it yesterday. And I helped her to install all the necessary apps. And now she needs it urgently. Could you give her the computer, please? I'm afraid I won't be home in time for her visit. It must be on the shelf above my writing desk. Yes, I know there's a mess there, and it's impossible to find anything in my room. But please, I'll tidy up the room when I'm back. I promise. See you.
Text C. Hi, Amy. You look so worried. Is everything all right?
Oh, Tom, hi. Yes, everything's better than all right. We're going to the mountains tomorrow.
To the mountains? For a skiing holiday?
Yes. Are you jealous?
It looks like I have a good reason to feel envious. I've never been to a ski resort.
Neither have I.
So, you are leaving tomorrow. By plane or by train?
In fact, my mum and I prefer trains. But it would take too long, and the holidays are short. To save time, we are travelling by air.
Right. We usually enjoy travelling by car, but it's definitely not an option for you.
No, it's not.
Text D.
Hi, Paul. I never would have expected to come across an old classmate like this in the centre of Rome.
Emma, is that you? I haven't seen you since our farewell school party. What are you doing here? Working? Learning? Or are you just a tourist?
Actually, I wanted to find a job here. A friend of mine told me they've got a vacancy for a columnist at their journal. But it didn't work out.
What? Why?
I was too slow. They've already given the job to another person.
Pity.
Never mind. And you? What are you doing here?
Teaching English. I work with young learners. They are amazing.
Really?
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Hi everyone. I'd like to remind you about our picnic on Saturday. We're getting together on the bank of a lake. All the food, water, and everything necessary for the games will be delivered by the organisers. Please don't worry about that. All you need to have with you is some anti-mosquito spray and a coat in case the weather changes. Do not forget the spray, as due to the wet and warm weather we've been having, there may be lots of mosquitoes there. Text B.
Hi, Mum. I'm calling to ask you a favour. My friend Nancy is coming to get her computer back. She only bought it yesterday, and I helped her to install all the necessary apps. And now she needs it urgently. Could you give her the computer, please? I'm afraid I won't be home in time for her visit. It must be on the shelf above my writing desk. Yes, I know there's a mess there, and it's impossible to find anything in my room. But please, I'll tidy up the room when I'm back. I promise. See you.
Text C. Hi, Amy. You look so worried. Is everything all right?
Oh, Tom, hi. Yes, everything's better than all right. We're going to the mountains tomorrow.
To the mountains? For a skiing holiday?
Yes. Are you jealous?
It looks like I have a good reason to feel envious. I've never been to a ski resort.
Neither have I.
So, you are leaving tomorrow. By plane or by train?
In fact, my mum and I prefer trains. But it would take too long, and the holidays are short. To save time, we are travelling by air.
Right. We usually enjoy travelling by car, but it's definitely not an option for you.
No, it's not.
Text D.
Hi, Paul. I never would have expected to come across an old classmate like this in the centre of Rome.
Emma, is that you? I haven't seen you since our farewell school party. What are you doing here? Working? Learning? Or are you just a tourist?
Actually, I wanted to find a job here. A friend of mine told me they've got a vacancy for a columnist at their journal. But it didn't work out.
What? Why?
I was too slow. They've already given the job to another person.
Pity.
Never mind. And you? What are you doing here?
Teaching English. I work with young learners. They are amazing.
Really?
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about family houses and their designs. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I was about 7 when I saw this old house for the first time. It used to belong to my grandparents, but it's been sold and resold several times since then. Amusingly, the main reason why people are still interested in buying it is the rumours that my great-grandfather hid some treasure somewhere in the house. It's hard to believe, but each time the new owners of the house call me and ask me to help in their search. There's a belief that the treasure can only reveal itself to a member of the family. Speaker B.
Several years ago, my uncle moved to the country because of his hobby. He is fond of gardening. Colourful flowers, daffodils, tulips, roses, sunflowers and lilies blossom in his garden from early spring till late autumn. Though his house was built more than 30 years ago, it is eco-friendly and independent in terms of energy supply. Being an engineer, my uncle filled it with different electronic household devices. His lifestyle reminds me of some science fiction novels, where all the household chores are performed by clever electronic robot installations.
Speaker C. The house in the remote village has belonged to our family for a century and a half. My grandfather and my dad were born there, and it's a piece of our history, but I was offered a job in the city, and commuting every day was absolutely exhausting. At first, I tried to read on the train, but it didn't help much. I still felt that I was wasting my life commuting. Now I live in a small flat in the city, and my treasure of a house is left unattended. I'm considering the prospect of selling it. Speaker D.
A year ago, I lost my job in the city and moved to the country. I inherited this country house from my grandparents, who were far from ordinary people. Inside, you can see furniture made from single logs of wood. It's a real treasure. It was made by some of my ancestors centuries ago, but it looks awesome. I bought all the other decor to match this furniture. That's why my house looks like a museum. It's maybe too traditional, but definitely unusual.
Speaker E. Due to my job, I have to change cities and even countries quite often. Each time I go to a new place, I rent an apartment and each time my home looks different. Except for my armchair. It may sound silly, but wherever I move, I drag this old armchair with me. It's so cozy that it makes me feel at home anywhere. Back from work, I sit in it and enjoy reading adventure and detective stories. And when I have a permanent home of my own, my armchair will settle down there too. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about family houses and their designs. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I was about 7 when I saw this old house for the first time. It used to belong to my grandparents, but it's been sold and resold several times since then. Amusingly, the main reason why people are still interested in buying it is the rumours that my great-grandfather hid some treasure somewhere in the house. It's hard to believe, but each time the new owners of the house call me and ask me to help in their search. There's a belief that the treasure can only reveal itself to a member of the family. Speaker B.
Several years ago, my uncle moved to the country because of his hobby. He is fond of gardening. Colourful flowers, daffodils, tulips, roses, sunflowers and lilies blossom in his garden from early spring till late autumn. Though his house was built more than 30 years ago, it is eco-friendly and independent in terms of energy supply. Being an engineer, my uncle filled it with different electronic household devices. His lifestyle reminds me of some science fiction novels, where all the household chores are performed by clever electronic robot installations.
Speaker C. The house in the remote village has belonged to our family for a century and a half. My grandfather and my dad were born there, and it's a piece of our history, but I was offered a job in the city, and commuting every day was absolutely exhausting. At first, I tried to read on the train, but it didn't help much. I still felt that I was wasting my life commuting. Now I live in a small flat in the city, and my treasure of a house is left unattended. I'm considering the prospect of selling it. Speaker D.
A year ago, I lost my job in the city and moved to the country. I inherited this country house from my grandparents, who were far from ordinary people. Inside, you can see furniture made from single logs of wood. It's a real treasure. It was made by some of my ancestors centuries ago, but it looks awesome. I bought all the other decor to match this furniture. That's why my house looks like a museum. It's maybe too traditional, but definitely unusual.
Speaker E. Due to my job, I have to change cities and even countries quite often. Each time I go to a new place, I rent an apartment, and each time my home looks different. Except for my armchair. It may sound silly, but wherever I move, I drag this old armchair with me. It's so cozy that it makes me feel at home anywhere. Back from work, I sit in it and enjoy reading adventure and detective stories. And when I have a permanent home of my own, my armchair will settle down there too. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленные им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I'm really grateful to you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. It won't take me long, I hope. I'll be late for my class.
No, it won't. You are heading to school, I understand.
Right. We are getting ready for our exams and I can't be late.
It's nice to see that, at your age, you are taking studies so seriously.
I'm 15. And I'm old enough to understand that education is important, and exams too. We've already passed maths and English. They were not difficult, but my next exam is in chemistry and it's going to be tough.
Do you find chemistry very difficult?
Yes, it's the most challenging subject for me. But it's the most interesting too, and I know that it's going to be useful for my future job.
Which means you've already made your career choice, haven't you?
Yes, I want to be a surgeon.
A surgeon? Are you saying you want to work in a hospital and to operate on patients?
Exactly.
Wow! It's one of the most respected professions in the world. I sincerely wish you success in your dream career.
Thank you.
You study hard. And what do you do in your free time? Any hobbies, like collecting coins or painting?
Painting. I like it and I'm pretty good at it. Some of my paintings are displayed at our school art exhibition.
Impressive. And what about music?
Frankly, I don't have time for it. And I don't play any musical instruments. I don't care for music, to be honest.
How about sports then? Do you play any?
I regularly go jogging. I got this habit from my dad. When I was small, he took me jogging every day, whatever the weather was. We lived in Canada at the time, and it was freezing in winter.
In Canada? Is that your native country?
Yes. Both my parents come from Canada, and I was born there, but since primary school we've been moving a lot. We've lived in France, Germany, and even Egypt.
Did you find Egypt an exotic place?
Well, yes. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I'm really grateful to you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. It won't take me long, I hope. I'll be late for my class.
No, it won't. You are heading to school, I understand.
Right. We are getting ready for our exams and I can't be late.
It's nice to see that at your age, you are taking studies so seriously.
I'm 15. And I'm old enough to understand that education is important, and exams too. We've already passed maths and English. They were not difficult, but my next exam is in chemistry, and it's going to be tough.
Do you find chemistry very difficult?
Yes, it's the most challenging subject for me, but it's the most interesting too, and I know that it's going to be useful for my future job.
Which means you've already made your career choice, haven't you?
Yes, I want to be a surgeon.
A surgeon? Are you saying you want to work in a hospital and to operate on patients?
Exactly.
Wow! It's one of the most respected professions in the world. I sincerely wish you success in your dream career.
Thank you.
You study hard. And what do you do in your free time? Any hobbies, like collecting coins or painting?
Painting. I like it and I'm pretty good at it. Some of my paintings are displayed at our school art exhibition.
Impressive. And what about music?
Frankly, I don't have time for it. And I don't play any musical instruments. I don't care for music, to be honest.
How about sports then? Do you play any?
I regularly go jogging. I got this habit from my dad. When I was small, he took me jogging every day, whatever the weather was. We lived in Canada at the time, and it was freezing in winter.
In Canada? Is that your native country?
Yes. Both my parents come from Canada, and I was born there, but since primary school we've been moving a lot. We've lived in France, Germany, and even Egypt.
Did you find Egypt an exotic place?
Well, yes. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.